from PRX.
Ladies and boy, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and boys and berries everywhere. Has there ever been, instead of a boy band, are there boys and berry bands? I'm sure there is at Knott's Berry Farm. It's not been, here's the free thing. I like Knott's Berry Farm, so I give it to you for free. And lifetime, you know, obviously, plus other things we'll discuss off the air. Probably you'll be telling me to, you know, cease and desist what I'm doing. But just in case, I guess it's not super relevant. This may have been better at some other time. But you could, you know, like, what if you have the Boysenberry Band? If you don't already have that, you say, well, Scoot's Boy Band and Boysenberry Band, it's just like 2 minutes. And I say, okay, I'm just, it's just an idea, because I'm, if you're confused, if you're as confused as me, you'll be even more confused soon, because I'm going to keep on talking, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is where I kind of talk about support for the show. You've probably been hearing me. But here's the thing. I'm only trying to get this message out to 1 out of 100 people. Like, if you're that 1 out of 100 people, you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. You get a lot out of the show. You listen to it on a regular basis. It makes your life better. That's 100 people, right? 100 regular listeners. I need one of you. Are you that one person who's willing to support the show right now? Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or set an alarm or a reminder right now to do it tomorrow. I don't know. Are you that? Think about it, if you're that one person or not. And then if you are, I'm going to pause for a second and give you a second to do one of those three things. Because if you're that one person who's going to take action, you have the power to change the trajectory of the show, like the future of Sleep With Me in 2025 for you and 99 other people. It's kind of like you're getting insurance for your sleep and your, you know, peace of mind at bedtime. You're supporting your boyfriend, but you're also supporting it for the other 99 people. So you might support the show for that if you're that one person. You might be that one person who wants more. You want all intro episodes. You want all night episodes. You want cool bonus episodes. You want ad-free episodes. But I hope you're that one person out of 99. If there's 99 people that are like, no way, not interested, somebody else will do it, that's fine. I just need one person. So are you that one person who's willing to support the show? If you are, right now or tomorrow, send a reminder and go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to support the show, don't worry about it. I'm on it. Your boyfriend is working on it. And we're here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And thank you so much for counting on us to do that for you on a regular basis. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer, because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, one part podcast where I got to pick up the pace because I need your help. I need the listeners who support the sponsors because that's what keeps the show free for anybody who wants to listen any place. Over 400 and whatever, 70 episodes in the archives, all because of the listeners who supported the sponsors. And that's why I take a second to thank listeners like Breezy, who supported Audible, sent Audible a message. Breezy let Audible know they heard about him on Sleep With Me. Please, if you support a sponsor, I will send you a thank you video. Support the sponsor, share about it on social media, or send them an email, take a picture of it, and then fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsor so I can say thank you, because it's critical to keeping the show free for everybody. Thank you, Breezy. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. And there's links to resources you could connect with right now if you're having a tough time, right in our show notes. And it's about being a part of positive change with our actions, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying Support Ukraine. And there's links to resources, to ways you can learn more and support right in our show notes. And it's about supporting and getting involved with our actions as well. For me, and one of the organizations you're going to be hearing about all year is the Midnight Mission. You know, the Midnight Mission is trying to move people from homelessness into housing by providing basic emergency and life-saving services. And you could always learn more at their website, which will be linked to in the show notes. But we are doing a lot of activities that are fun and supporting people experiencing homelessness. And all you need to do is sign up for our free newsletter. You'll get more access to me than anywhere else other than Patreon for free and have fun, including live events starting this month, April, at sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. So sign up for that newsletter. Please, please sign up for that newsletter. It's free. I'm going to be doing live streams. We're going to be putting together hygiene kits. I'm going to be doing live shows. If we build it enough, I could come to your town, but it's going to take people just signing up for this newsletter and being a part of the community around the show. Please do that for me. If you're hearing me and you do one thing, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Please sign up for that. It's going to make a huge difference in a lot of people's lives, and you'll have fun and you'll be empowered to be a part of positive change. So support us, supporting the Midnight Mission, and wherever you are in the world, we'll be able to support you, supporting people experiencing homelessness in your community too. That's it. Mystery Bard. A lot of people who help out on the show. Who are they?
Posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes to- Carl W. the Legend,
also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer,
Runner, 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 Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the mystery bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through. Listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like Banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Please sign up for our free, fun newsletter, supporting people experiencing homelessness, live versions of Sleep With Me, live watch-throughs, listen-throughs, all at sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody, just a heads up here. This episode was recorded about 4 or 5 months ago. So I just want to give you a heads up. There's a discussion of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and when Will Smith coming up here. It doesn't have anything to do with the last few weeks. It was recorded a few months ago. And it's more about that sweet neon striped shirt that some of you may be familiar with and parents being away on a week's vacation. But I just wanted to give you a warning just in case you feel strong. Strongly about things. You know, there's plenty of other episodes of Sleep With Me ready to go, but it's, you know, one of those meandering in intros, but I just didn't want you to think I was making light of anything. This is, I think it was recorded right around the summertime of last year, but yeah, and interesting that that word came up since it's another song. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up just in case you want to skip it, but still a pretty good intro. I listened to it a few times. Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about the past, present, or the future. So thoughts or thinking stuff, feelings, anything coming up for you emotionally or that's there. Physical sensations, it could be changes in your routine, the time, the temperature, situational stuff. Here's, like Will Smith once saying, here's the situation. And I said, Will, don't got to say anything more. I'm familiar. And then that's when the surprise, parents went away on a week's vacation. And I said, well, if I said, okay, Will, who would have thought? No, I don't think anyone knew it at the time that show, like that song, I wonder how many years elapsed. First of all, how many intros have I talked about Will Smith or during? A few times, even this song. But I would say, who would have thought? Is that the one? I think that's the song, or was it a different song? I don't know. Now I got to go back in my mind. I'm lost in my Will Smith lyrics. Because I said, oh, wait, that's the keys to the brand new Porsche. But that doesn't, I don't think that has anything to do with Bel Air. So I may be mixed up in my, it's not a metaphor. I don't know where, how did I get there? Parents went away. Oh, it's saying whatever's keeping you awake. Like now you say, well, Scoot's Will Smith lyrics. And I say, I got an easy fix for that, to get rid of that particular earworm. So you may or may, there's an archetypal Will Smith Fresh Prince of Bel Air image I have in my mind. And this is what I use to get rid of earworms right now that I just thought of and made up on the spot, but I think it'll work. So my archetypal Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air era Will Smith, comes from a poster or a cover or a piece of promotional material in probably an early season. And Will Smith is wearing a short-sleeved neon kind of or day glow striped shirts, and maybe a matching cap, but we'll focus on the striped shirt. And I just want you to picture that in your mind every time the lyrics come up, and then just start counting the stripes. And then you see, then you could count. What do you say? What is that? Is that a lime green? No, because I've never seen a lime glow. Neon green, possibly. And then you say to yourself, well, what other color am I picturing? I know what color I'm picturing. What color are you picturing? Okay, so that's an earworm fix right there, possibly. Well, here's the thing. Earworms fix. One time I asked John August a script notes. He said on Script Notes, a podcast about screenwriting, things interesting to screenwriters, he does with Craig Mazin. He was talking about earworms. This is probably 15, 16, 17. And they were talking about earworms. And then John said, well, I know this. I learned this from somebody else. And he credited the person, I believe. And he said, you close your eyes. And then I can't remember what he said. And then I asked him, and then he told me on Twitter. He was gracious enough to say, hey, this is what I said, actually. And then I still forgot it. When people say it, I say, I think you should close your eyes and you say, oh, my, oh, my, Ohio. And maybe I'll tweet him like in a bit. I think at one time I made it like a, but for the time being, just count the stripes on Will Smith's neon shirt. Maybe if you're like 2 or 3 years from now in an intro, I'll get back to you. So whatever's keeping you awake, it could be any of those things. It could be something else, a situation. That's what you like a lot of times, what does it for me, or a baffling one. But whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night here. I'm going to trying to create a safe place by sending my voice, delivering it, or bringing it over, whatever you're comfortable with. And I'm going to use creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders and superfluous tangents, which means I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get confused. I'm going to bring up stuff. Then I'm going to see you say there's nothing accurate about what you're saying. So it's kind of like a misremembering. Then sometimes I think that Will Smith thing covered it. You say, what just happened? And I say, I have no idea. It was a pointless meander. I'm back. I'm speaking to you now in between a pointless meander and a superfluous tangent. So while I have you, let me tell you a couple things. The most important thing you'll hear on this podcast is that you and your sleep are important, whether this podcast can help you or not, and that you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place of respite where you can unwind, a bedtime that you don't dread, that you at least feel neutral about or you could look forward to. And that is why I make this show, because it's not my belief. It is actually true that, one, you do deserve that, but two, that if you get the rest you need, your life's going to be more manageable. And that means when your life's more manageable, your life is better and it's probably improving. And maybe you could be in the world and build on that and be flourishing. And that means the world that we all share is a better place to be in. If your world's a better place, it does it indirectly. You see, I know my internal critic's piping up too. It indirectly impacts all of us. And it's just a good thing either way. So that's the part of it. The other part of it is I know how it feels. Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. I was trying to sleep on a plane last night, and so I know how it feels in bed or wherever. And I actually had I said, what the heck? So whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to try to help with that. Now, the thing about this podcast is it's very different, so it just does not work for everybody. And I misuse irony there. It just happens that this podcast almost works for nobody on the first try. It takes 2 or 3 tries to get used to that show, this podcast. And that's what review after review says of longtime listeners. Just because it is so different, and like if you're like a lot of us, you've struggled. You've tried a lot of different stuff to get to sleep. So if you're skeptical or doubtful, That's kind of part of it. My job's just to win your trust over by being absolutely incapable of getting to a point. And, you know, obviously it doesn't make any sense that you say you're going to win me over. And I said, well, it only works putting people to sleep. I've tried it the other way. You say you're going to win me over by putting, like, never getting to the point. And then I say, abba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And it doesn't work out in outside, you know, in matters of the heart. It only works on a podcast. But what was my point there? It's just a pointless meander. So just give it a few tries and see how it goes. But I totally understand if you're skeptical or doubtful, or if you already loathe me. Let's just be honest, because that's like a situation that happens a lot. Check out the podcast and list of sleep audio at sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you, because there's a lot of other stuff to check out. Maybe something like that will help you. I also recommend having a bedtime routine and Sleep With Me being a part of that, which kind of goes into the next couple of things that I want you to know if you're new, or to remind you if you're a regular listener. I'm so happy you're here. This is a podcast you could just barely listen to. Now, you can listen closely. But it works best as you develop your own relationship with it, and you say, oh, I like to turn it down, I like to listen, I like to do this. But at first, if you kind of look at it like clouds passing by, you see, that's like usually you say, okay, that's a cloud, definitely puffy. And without the pressure, you know, that we put, if this is one of the things that happens to people that can't sleep, is the same thing. It, like when you're with somebody else and they say, what is that cloud? What do you think that cloud looks like? You say, oh boy, I'm not sleeping tonight. You say, I'm going to be thinking about this one for hours on end, especially imagine if it was somebody you had a crush on or something. You say, well, boy, talk about performance anxiety in an unexpected situation. And then you say, like you say, oh, well, that's quite a cool, like maybe here's a piece of advice that just popped in my head. So it might not be good advice. Maybe you say, it's a beautiful cloud. But this podcast, no pressure. You just say, huh? Yep, cloud, that's cloud. Nobody asks you, what is Scoots tomorrow? If someone recommended the podcast to you, or you happen to have like someone you live with and they're sleeping soundly. They might say, what was that sleep podcast you're talking about? And you say, I don't know, like Will Smith and clouds, I think, and how a cloud started the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea what he was talking about. It absolutely made, and I slept great. Now that does come with not practice, but practice not listening to me. So this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It doesn't really put you to sleep either. I'm here to keep you company, really. That's really my job, to make things less lonely and to be like someone giving service in a sense of like, I'm talking so you don't have to listen to me. But you could listen, because there is a percentage of listeners that have insomnia and can't sleep. And so I'm here to the very end of the episode to keep you company, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, to be that presence that's there for you, whether you're awake or asleep, or whether you're listening to me or not. And that's really important to me. It really is the essential, can't even describe, I'd say it's the mission of the podcast, but I can't even do that concisely. But you could feel it. I hope so. So it's a podcast you don't really listen to. It doesn't really put you to sleep. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar burr, your neighbor, your boar bud, your boar bae. I'm here to keep you company and as you fall asleep, or to make the night less of a grind. So those are a couple things. The other thing that throws people off is the structure of the show. So I'll try to go through that, because I went on and on about other stuff. So structure show. Show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And then I say something silly, so that you feel seen and welcome, and you say, oh, this show sounds a little bit goofy. It's not one of those, like, straightforward, doesn't make any sense. And I say, yeah, okay, check. Then there's support for the show via sponsors or Patreon membership stuff. That's so the podcast can come out for free twice a week and be, like, on whatever podcast app you use for the most part. for free on a free podcast app, and the podcast is free. And there's tons of episodes you can access for free. So like 435 or something. And so that's part of it. Oh, that's what that does. And then there's support for you, the listener, support for the communities around the show. So that's one chunk there. Then there's the intro, which is a separate chunk. It's a show within a show. And this really, the business throws some people off, and then the intro throws some people off, understandably. But the intro, for a normal podcast, you could do the intro like script notes, things interesting to screenwriters, talking about, I can't even remember, script notes, things interesting to screenwriters. How can I not remember something so simple as that? But that's just my job. But on script notes, they say their intro is like, now I'm going to go off topic again. They say, is that an intro or like the setup? But they're usually very, they say, this is what we're going to talk. This is what the show's about. This is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about it. That's what a normal intro is, which I can't even recount successfully. And that, because that's not my job. So the intro goes on and on and on so that you get an idea what the podcast is. But if you're a regular listener, or even if you're not, it gives you a chance to wind down. The intro is actually a buffer between your day and going to sleep. It's a part of a lot of listeners' wind down routine, or getting ready for bedtime, or getting comfortable in bedtime. So you could fall asleep during the intro, and that's awesome for all the people that fell asleep already, looking good. And you could skip the intro. 2-3% of people skip the intro, start the show, whatever, 20, 25 minutes or something. But just see how it goes at first, because the intro is really like a slow lowering, not of the actual volume of the podcast, but of the volume of your day, like a landing strip. So it's a transition. And that's all that's ever really worked for me, is having that wind down time for the most part. So that's why it's like new every single time, but it's also follows somewhat of the same structure, because that way you have something familiar, but it's different every time because my brain adjusts to anything else. It says, oh, and now I know what's going to happen. So that's the intro. Then there's business between the intro and the episode or the story part, because again, that's how we come out for free twice a week. Whenever you want it, you could get all the other episodes are on demand. And then there's the story. Tonight we'll be talking about the Great British Bake Off, the last episode, the finale. Oh boy. I think that's what I was scheduled to record. I hope so. So that's we'll talk about that. It'll be very soothing, even more soothing than the show. Or definitely more soothing than the finale, because that tends to have, you know, a bit more ups and downs. But it won't be, it'll be mostly people looking at ovens and saying, huh. No one ever said blimey on there, but you could say that. I don't think we'd, yeah. And then there'll be some thank yous at the end. So it's a structure show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do this for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Everybody, Scoots here. And we're talking about the season finale of Collection 5, Season 8. Was that what I have here? I don't have it here, but I was just realizing that I think this must be the season that... my download failed. I think this must be the season that Prue... I don't need to download it because I can just watch it. But this must be the, like, so last season was the first season I covered. The next season, you know, I don't do anything in order. Well, I do, but at this, I just happened not to. But at the start of the next season, they joke about how Prue tweeted who the winner was, I think. I remember saying, what was that joke? And they did a Back to the Future thing. And now I'm realizing that this is probably the season that happened because it's Prue's first season working on the show. So it's understandable. So, yeah. So let's see. I'm going to get it loaded. But let's run through my notes first. GBB final to open. So it goes straight to the open. Sandy does it. Then Sandy does a VO. Three Bakers, three challenges. Stephen, Kate, Sophie. Bread dunk on it. Oh, bread is a dark art. 12 small loaves. Three types of bread. Four shaped, four flavored, four alt grain. Good luck. Prue excited. Paul loves bread. Rama Rama. Paul loves bread. Pomona? Well, we'll find out. Calm. Baking merger finals dry. Sophie record spelt loaves, ciabattas, bricklies, brioches. I think that is long proof question mark. Stickered myself, stitched myself up a little bit. Oh, this was a phrase I like. Stitched myself up a little bit. Kate safe and simple spelt curry. Jagger, Sugara, whole body, Jaggery, D, running in time back, Sophia Stress, lots of butter, Stephen, no holding back, whole roasted garlic, spelt and rye. I love rye bread so much. I don't know about spelt. I probably had it before. Winston, not for tie. Scouts, Bigger Baking, Bougie Baking. Sister Kate, cut your own hair. Mom and Dad. Oh, this is like the kind of family sequences. Mom credit, a star baker, more doughs, double in size, get harder, second proof will vary. Spelt flour, don't overwork. Roman army, Kate loves the film Gladiator. Mom, dad, auntie, everything she was into. Kate, school, job, and baking. School, her job, and baking. Three does, three tries, and filling it, Sophie. I like it. All that mother's Linda mum. Brilliant, too tall, ballet, too tall, army goes and gets it. David Bakerd? No, David boyfriend. Can't go to Tesco in my PJs anymore. I haven't been to it. I said, well, I'd love to go to a Tesco in my PJs. It's been a while, at least 15 years since I've been in a Tesco. Probably longer than that. I get it over with. Half weight. This one I've never seen. This might be my worst. Warm enough. I thought I would never get that. It might not even be warm enough, but it looks like, I don't know. I've seen some bad handwriting in my day, but that probably takes it months more complicated. Maths more complicated. Stephen Maths, uniform size and shape. Maximus Stuart, Roman names. Design knots. Prove again. 20 minutes ciabatta. Prove in bed. Dude, please tell me that. Scoots. What do you want me to say? Prove in bed? Prove in bod? Prove in bock? Prove or bake? Ready or not? Wriggle on now. Nice crust. Drop it down. Half hour left. Not enough space. Skin of my teeth. One spit in my haste. Is that really what that says? One spit in my haste. Spelt like bricks. Sophie does Kropos. Handstand yoga. That's a Kropos is like a yoga handstand, kind of. One more stress. Don't drop. I think it's 1 minute. This is whoopee happens when you rush. Time is up. Storm on floor, said Stephen on floor, sad. Judgment time. Sophie looks good, impressed. Sounds good, but underproved. Floor, flower, lovely, ciabatta non. Nice structure. Key mushrooms, a great structure. Overworked, merchant flower, enchant flower. Stephen, look different, terrible, Constance, smells good, bit tough, need more nectar, underproved, gluey, nice flavor, knots, beautiful, done, beautifully done, well, very good, under, perfect. Kate, these are interesting, need salt, Paul likes it, sound all great stardom, perfect. I like great store door. Third Avenue, lovely. Third one, lovely. Like curry, divine. Like it very well done. Talking heads, Kate happy. Sophie speechless. Stephen frustrated. Not going to change anything. Being frustrated is not going to change anything. That's what Stephen says, I think. Two levels of precision, Prue. All about the bake. No trouble. All about the base. No trouble. 10 ginger briskets iced. Prue's pared down recipe. Lace icing, partner. Classic. British bake. Ginger biscuit. Really crisp with a snap. Or crunch. Not too posh. Too dark, too something, eggs, 1, 2, stiff dough. Stephen, too much egg, try again. Kate, wet dough, couple of millimeters. Kate can't fit in freezer, human error. 2 hours, 8 by 8, 10 by 7 oval. Oval freehand. New drum oval. Never drawn an oval in my life. I think Stephen said that. I said, Stephen, you kidding me? Or so whoever said it. I mean, I've never drawn a proper oval in my life. But I mean, I guess I live in a world of ovular logic. So Noel, little eggs like Mork and Mindy. This is quite a, I said, wait a second, how old's Noel? Like a Mork and Mindy reference. And then that Kate knew it. So maybe there was like a replay, like maybe there was a Nick at Night in England. Let me know. When was Mork and Mindy re-aired in England and what channel? Stress on Greer's, stress on Sizes, Hathaway, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 5 minutes, All About the Bake, Mixing Icing Sugar, Back in Oven for Snap, I Think I'm Happy, Oh Snap, 1 hour, 6 meters per biscuit, Cake Kate's is too dark, First Icing, Every Yolk, 4.5 minutes per biscuit, Piping and Flooding, Draw the Line, Semi-set, Gammy-set, Steven has surprisingly steady, everyone learning to pipe, or everyone should learn to pipe, Are You a Biscuit Who Needs Icing? Can't be there really, Hand Bake Neck Arms. Oh, it's really hard on the back, neck, and arms. Are you a biscuit who needs icing? I like that. That could be like a poster. Time is up. Stop worrying for nozzles. Steven, even could be there. Snap, nice, very good ginger. Kate, but this is, they didn't know this, but a couple of, assuming not fused, very difficult, nice crunch, bit dark. Tastes good. Nothing on them. So Kate didn't quite get her icing done. Couple of icing, not finished. I'm just interpreting my language afterwards. Sophie, quite neat, big, finished. Looks good. Nice snap. Flaked well. Flooded well. Thicker. Could be Skipper. Who has triumphed? 3 Kate, 2 Sophie, 1 Steven in first. Double exclamation point. Steven sighs. Willing that Sophie is a chance. Kate fear fair eggnog. Bakes walk off. Sheep. Time. Walks in, jackets off. So we'll run through the tape for the first two sequences and then make it my subtitles on here. Set the speed. And we'll be rolling here. Picture me rolling some dough. Okay, we got the sunshine and we got some grass and some water, then a fast drone shot over some flowers, then the baker's shadows, then, ooh, okay, here's the thing. Let's rewind that. Okay, if you're watching on Netflix, 55:40 left in the segment, you might want to slow it down. You got some really good camera work, creative stuff. I won't even tell you. Check it out. Steven's got a nice, I didn't really note people's outfits, but Steven's got a polo type shirt with white and blue stripes. And they do the review of all Steven's wins and tough moments. Huge box at One Big Tick, the winner. Then Kate's Road, Rocky. Some things worked, but her creativity, historic inspiration, bold flavors, steady rise, and sensational cake. I don't want to be arrogant. There's two other good bakers in there. Sophie marched through precision, 2-time star baker, but tough time with bread. She dislikes bread. Oh, dark art I've yet to master is bread. Okay, of course, that's what they have to start out with. Signature challenge, Paul and Prue. 12 small loaves and 3 different types of bread, 4 of loaves shaped, plated, alternative grain, four I think, 3 hours, on your marks, get set, bake. Good luck. This is the final. Prue's in blue. Exciting. Paul loves signature. So 12 loaves, 3 different types, 3 different proving times, 3 baking times. It's going to be very easy to get into a muddle. Critical to remain calm, be confident, make some baking magic. Hello, Sophie. Okay, spelt loaves, ciabattas, brioche, orange, two breads. Brioche is usually overnight, Paul says. Maybe I stitched myself up a little bit, she says. I mean, I guess that would be it. If you stitch yourself up, it'd be hard to get back out. Kate playing it safe, rolling her dough, patting it, and marking it with K for Kate. Roman spelts, coconut kaul, achana, jaggery gore. It's a sugar, cane sugar type thing, Sandy says. Perked me right up when she tries it. Lovely flavor. She found it on Bold Street in Liverpool, the jaggery. Rummaging in the shelves. Ah, here's the thing, Sandy says. Steven starts his first proof. Sophie's working on her enriched dough. Steven's working on his second dough, putting the garlic in. And I'm big in roasting garlic, holy cow. So I hear you, Steven. Spelt and rye, chocolate and cinnamon, cinnamon sugar, Winston knot, three strands. When I was in Scouts, I wanted that badge. So it's not for a tie. It's for something else. And then we see Steven in a flashback with Katie's sister. And Judy, his mom, says she loves cooking. He would help in the kitchen. Mom's a big influence for Steven. Katie says she might be surprised at how much she's influenced him. She's mom's very proud. He's my star baker. Steven's proven his next dough. He's got his timers on his dough. Oh, that's smart. Sophie's working on her, one of her proves. Got a budget time. Kate's wiping some perspiration off. Steven's having tea or coffee. And moving on to number three, the spelt, easy to overwork it. It could end up with chewing gum. Spelt and rye for Steven. Kate's Roman Army, olive oil. Likes Gladiator, her dad, Kate at the Pyramids, Barry, Kate's dad, dance school, drama, martial arts, fishing, horse riding, brownies, go-karting, then baking. Kate's getting her master's and a full-time job and baking. And it's amazing. Three doughs, three proving times. So I'm just going to put another timer on it. Somebody says, Kate's working on her peshwari filling with the jaggery. Sophie's working on a mushroom filling. Then we get a christening of Sophie, Linda, Sophie's mom, making her big cakes, a ballet, but too tall. Army was surprising, but she puts her heart into it. She goes for it. Incredibly proud. Stuff she comes up with, that's David. She's the best baker in Britain, even from an Irish perspective, he says. Can't go to Tesco in my PJs. And then we start filling. Sandy's looking. Sandy always has, she really makes people feel seen, I think. That's a really good takeaway from me. So even though the tapes are always a takeaway from Sandy, make people feel seen, like really seen, not just make them feel seen. See people and be excited, I guess. And then Noel, casual conversation like that comes from his humor kind of a lot of times comes from what's popping in his head. So now they're talking Roman names. Maybe is Stuart a Roman name? No, we don't think so. Kind of joke. And looking at these knot shapes, plating things, not making skills for Steven, Kate, different brioche. Cinnamon, sugar, and chocolate chips. Oh, boy. Hello, Stephen. Can I have some of that? A couche, which is a bread for dough and it rises. That's what Sophie's using. 45 minutes left. People are seeing, checking the proofs, putting them in the oven, seeing what rised. Got to get a wriggle on now. Stephen sighs. Like all that bread has to go in one oven, too. Only half an hour left, and everybody's checking, get these babies in the oven, spelt loaves, scoring, Sophie's, some are misshapen, Kate doesn't even have room in her oven, there's no room in the oven, skin of my teeth if they're underbaked, Steven sighs. Everybody's standing in the middle looking at their splits in my haste. No pressure. Air bubbles in the ciabatta. Hopefully in a spell doesn't bricks. And that's when Sophie does her yoga pose. I can't even do that. So she's very good at yoga. I can only been trying for like a year to get be able to do the crow pose, but still slowly working towards it. Whip them out when they're done. 1 minute remaining. Get them out of the oven. Everybody's faces. This is what happens when you rush, Steven says. They're all split open, but people are putting them on. Time is up, smiling, not happy though. Everything looks, there's Steven on the floor, a little down. And it's judgment time. Sophie's up first. Hello, Sophie. Spelt, I can't, so they go, look good. A little underproved, plated one. Non-bread looks interesting. Spelt ones look interesting. Sounds good. Underproved, underbaked then. Nice flavor, great flavor. Spelt's not the tallest, more of a ciabatta. So Paul cuts it the long way to see the inside. Very mushroomy. You use dried and sautéed? Wow, different textures. Very good. Not a ciabatta, though, he says. Great structure. Wow, orange works. Excellent flavor. Soft crumb. Great texture. Plating's good. Thank you. Everyone smiles. Well, these look different, Stephen. And they don't look the same. They're not consistent. Look awful. Smells good, though. But it's tough. Your dough needed more water. Dry dough splits. And these don't look good either. Underproved. That's why bread's ripped. Let's taste it. Slowly doughy inside. Gluey. Nice flavor. Beautiful artisanal ones with the knots, but you did good with the stuff in the middle. This is very good, delicious, chocolate's good, enough cinnamon, underproved, perfect, thank you. And then Kate, let's see, these look interesting, Nessa Peru says, man, beautiful, this is spelt, little rep, nice pattern. You need more salt, though. But Paul says he likes it, so disagreement. Push back, it springs back. Let's have a look at these. That's good sound on this next one. Good structure. Knife drags the dough. Good tension. Texture's perfect and nice and crisp. Get a little flavor. Okay. The filled one. Proof takes a bite. Paul's chewing. Okay, what's he thinking? You can never tell. I'll tell you what I think, Prue says. Lovely texture, properly baked, like the curry, like the flaky edge. Paul says, divine taste. Something I might even look at. And overall, well done, Kate. Thanks. Much better than expected. Woo. Sophie says, I could have done it. Thought bread was going to be my undoing, but it's good I'm not starting from behind. Steven says, what's the point? But it's not going to change anything. We see some lambs. Not one, but two levels of baking precision on this one. Prue said it. They laugh. It's all about the bake. No treble. All about the bake. I don't know if that song, I thought that song was popular like 10 or 15 years ago, but okay. 10 ginger biscuits. Powerful snap. Perfect thing. Half oval, half square. Intricately iced. A good alliteration there. 2.5 hours. Got your market set. Bake. Identical ingredients. Bruce pared down recipe. Worries me. I think in Reddit it says don't confer with the other contestants on the recipe. We see Prue's version. They're exquisite. Royal icing. You know, check it out. First bite, flood the outline, then put a thicker icing for the baubles. It's intricate, difficult to do. You want a crisper, proper biscuit with a snap. Still a wafer. Are you too posh to dunk? You're never too posh to dunk. Darn right. Okay, make a ginger biscuit. Steven's hoping to do better. Everybody's trying to figure out how much egg to put in. Stiff dough. Steven has to redo his dough. Muscovado. Awkward. Steven says, try again. Then frozen. And firm it up in the fridge. Just a couple of millimeters. Nice and thin. Kate can't fit hers in the fridge because she's got a bigger sheet. Human error in action. Everybody goes, puts it in the fridge. Stick it in the fridge, as G Love once said. 8x8, 10x7. That's not 10x7. I'm actually free-handed. Never drawn an oval before in my life. Not very ovally, but close enough. And then Noel says, this is more like an egg to Sophie. Egg-like from Mork and Mindy. Okay, then we're working on it. Needs to be bigger. Going to freeze these, stick them in the oven. Cut them out afterwards. Don't want the outside. It's all about the finesse. Baker's halfway through your ginger biscuits. Get these in the oven. Just bake. Sounds about right. I got 5 minutes. And then they're working on the royal icing, lemon juice. All I can taste is sweet air, did Kate just say? 5 minutes, stuff's coming out of the oven. Different ways to not have browning on the edges, different strategies. Maybe they got to go back in the oven to firm up. Steven's doing them in increments. Got to have a nice snap, nice and thin, couple more minutes. And Steven does one. Okay, good snap. Kate's putting them back in the oven. 1 hour left. 6 minutes per biscuit. Pipe the flour pattern. Simple, right? Oh, yeah. Well, no. A bit too dark. I've burned my biscuits, Kate says. And Sandy says, isn't it enjoyable doing this intricate icing? Yeah, 4.5 minutes per biscuit, Kate. She says it took a lot longer. And so Kate has way more Kate's behind, I guess. Then they show some flooding and decorating and yeah, people adding the icing. Very soothing watching people ice things. Surprisingly steady. Speed piping. 10 minutes left. Not enough time at all. And, okay, I'm just going to pipe the dots around something. And Noel says, can I help? And she goes, not unless you're a biscuit that needs to be iced. Yeah, and then they're looking messier. So people are getting more and more, you know. And then it's very hard back, shoulders, arms. It's a lot of piping. Baker's time's up. Step away from your nozzles. Somebody says they look good, mate. Probably Sophie's. Maybe, or maybe Steven's, I don't know. So I go Steven's first, beautifully even. Likewise with the oval, flooding, icing's thin. Could have been thinner in order to flood it. Good snap, crisp, and very good ginger biscuit. Lovely flavor. Couple issues, not finished with Kate's. They aren't the same. Nice crunch. Bit dark, but tastes good, but they're not finished. These are neat, quite big blobs. Biscuits aren't square. They spread in the oven. Still looks a good biscuit. Nice snap. The texture's good. Flavor's good. Flooded, but it lost something. Piping's not blobs. It could have been thicker. But who has triumphed? Third place is Kate. Well, Kate, you didn't finish. Sophie is second place. And consisting of icing's off, and then they weren't all finished, and then Stevenson first. And intricate, tried hard, nice crack, and proper biscuit. Steven sighs, everybody gets up. There's a chance everything tomorrow, but we have to bang on. Fair enough, Kate says, came in third. They walk out of the tent. Everyone's kind of starting from the same point. We see the lambs. We see them walk back in. One challenge remains coming in. Who's got two challenges? Their table talk. And Kate on top, and then close to Sophie and Steven. Steven, Sophie, Kate. So this is going to come down to the showstopper for the winner. And maybe you'll win, Noel. Yeah, amazing. Okay, they go up. Everybody's just definitely nervous. Morning, last ever challenge for 2017. Final showstopper, Paul and Prue Entremé. Sandy, what's Entremé? Light, delicate, multi-layered cake served as a dessert between courses. Five elements. Sponge, glaze, ganache, covering it, decorated the highest of standards, sliced should hold together perfectly, and all the layers should be visible. 5 hours, any mark it set bake. So actually pretty clear parameters. It's a mousse cake with the layers, contrasting, complementary flavors. Paul says, yeah, they're probably very nervous, and this is a difficult challenge. Sponge, one element. Elements, mousse, bavois, jelly, meringue, maybe. All got to be in use, or whatever, working together. Got to work backwards. How long does it take to, you got to do a lot of math. Very tricky to, with the setting. Bruce says, I know all of them could do it. And I hope they do. So we struggle to find a winner. Ode to the honeybee is what Sophie's doing. Love honey. An incredible. So, chocolate mirror glaze entremé, several layers, honey custard, blackberry jelly, orange blossom, hazelnut, lemon, lavender mousse. That one is where Paul is like, lemon and lavender? Well, honeybees love lemon and lavender, so let's just hope there's no stings in the tail. Please get rid of Paul. Sandy says, it's raining outside, 2.5 hours, countdown. Unless they set the layers quick, it won't be firm enough to stack. You got to chill and stack. So it's really like a cake with, I don't know how to describe it. You know, it's got jellies and puddings and stuff type cake. Multitasking is a principle of WAR. So Sophie's army training is coming in handy. Kate's doing a white chocolate, yuzu and lychee entremé, lemon, yuzu lemon zest, genoise, coconut daiquiris, bavoise, yuzu juice, kind of like lemon and mandarin, going for a zen cake. What are you going to do if you win? I'll streak through the carnival. First layer custard for Steven, one down. Kate's doing like something like the Japanese flag, I think. Steven's doing two halves, so yin and yang, entremé, one without the other. Creme brulee, chocolate mousse, hazelnut, genoise, 14 elements in two halves, a contrast, different glazes. One will be galaxy, the other one will be frozen velvet. And then Steven has this great thing. Like, he does really have his anchors. Says it was inspired when I was in Sweden, snow on the ground. You could see the galaxy in the sky, the northern lights. So Steven's very good at, like, theme and storytelling, too. Layer custard, layer bananas, perfectly set back in the freezer, contrasting textures, a sponge element, light and airy. Petite four type of texture. Sophie's going for on one layer. Got to get it as flat as you can in the pan, man. Because if you get it off on one, it's a cumulative effect since there's so many layers. Steven's doing his custard layer. Knew this would take a while. It's going to be a start of show. Halfway through, 2.5 hours left. Lemon curd. Kind of everybody wants a crunch, coconut, like a coconut meringue type thing, a honeycomb crushed up, velouté, Rice Krispie cake. That's what Sophie's has. Noel looks at one of Steven's layers. It says, making me wistful. Frozen inserts. He's cutting it in half, or cutting it in his yin and yang shape. Before they can begin assembling. So many processes, mousse, encase or entremé, white chocolate and lavender, white chocolate bavois. Kate says, like, it's very experimental. Kate, and then Prue and Paul are commenting on, like, oh, they're going for that? Well, Sophie's doing this lavender and lemon. I don't know, Paul says. worried about Stephen. Chocolate is so dominant. Has he bitten off more than he can chew, or timing will be his downfall? Is Stephen going to finish? Sophie's is complicated. Is Kate going to have the finesse? Sometimes she lacks, Paul says. So they're all running around. Brody's commenting. Sandy says, entremets, final judging, putting it together. Steven's like, this is looking sloppy. Sophie's lemon curd is perfectly flat. I've never seen anything caramelized honey. Steven's cutting his, both Kate and Sophie's layers are really flat. It's impressive. And then they put their completed cakes in the freezer before they do the coating. Steven's still assembling. Wait, he's making his honeycomb and trying to get everything in the molds, cocoa butter on acetate, and then the white chocolate. Kate says, I mean, that's for the top of her cake, different honeybees type eggs, Sophie's adding half an hour more in the freezer. Steven needs, everybody's working on their decorations. Steven's begging the stuff to freeze. Kate's working on a dragon fruit for a decoration for the top. Steven's like, this is not going to just stay together. Sophie makes this very fancy flower. Steven's doing a breathing exercise. Totally relate, man. Chocolate collar Sophie's working on. Keep calm, Sandy says, Steven. You're going to be okay. Let me wipe your face. Sophie's doing her bees. Steven's still trying to breathe. Kate's entremet is coming out. Sophie's is coming out. And time to work on their mirror glaze. Steven's trying to get his out. And it is holding its shape, but he has to be careful. People are working on their different things, their toppings or whatever. Kate's doing one of those pour toppings where you pour it on and it goes over all the sides. Can't imagine having to clean all this up. Same with Sophie's. It's like bumblebee colored, but in a marble way. Steven's doing one of his toppings, the galaxy one. Really does look like a cool. Sophie's chocolate collar breaks, so she's trying to fix that and to figure that out. A little frustration. Kate's trying to get hers on her platform. She gets hers on. I think she's done. Steven's still working. He gets both of his on there. Not as beautiful as I imagined. Sophie's like, there's cracks in my collar. 1 minute left. Final decorations are going on. Where are my balls? Because Steven has these, balls that are supposed to go on there. And he's shaking because, he only has 1 minute. Gets his on. Wow, they say, what a relief, all over. Hugs, more hugs, well done, kisses, but still tentative hugs because, it's not over yet. And Sandy looks both very stressed and excited. Actually, Noah looks a little overwhelmed too. Then the bakers all hug each other. Sandy's very emotional because she's just so caring. Then we see the kind of festival. Kids rolling on the hills, babies, bakers, butterflies that the dad says. We see Liam. They say, who are you going to work for? Liam's coy at first. Choosing your favorite kids. Ian wants Steven. Liam says Sophie. Flo says Kate. Tom, I think, was that his name? Says Steven. Now it's judgment time, final entremets. Please bring up your showstopper. Sophie goes first. And they say, tell us about it. It's called Ode to a Honeybee. She kind of talks about jelly, caramelized honey custard. white chocolate, lavender mousse, mirror glaze, beautiful, stunning marbling, original, pretty, collars broken, the honeycomb with the bee, the flower, exceptional, knife just falls through, that's great, Prue says. Look at that. It's all set. They're not running into each other. The layers, very neat jelly holding together. And they taste it. Bruce, like, this is amazing. Lemon lavender has got to be the new taste. She laughs. Ball slow. Chewing. Sighs. I love it. Seam of the entremets, honey. It's not overly sweet, though. Jelly has a tartness. Sponge is just right. A little bit of bite that gives the whole thing. Even the lavender and lemon works. Creamy jelly layers. Right amount of gelatin. Not rubbery. Not liquid. Fantastic. Thank you. Sophie says, thank you so much. Noel actually helps clear the table. And then gulps a lot of reaction shots of everybody. And there's like a long shot of Sophie taking a drink. Kate goes up, something falls off, one of her butterflies. Tell us about your entremet. White chocolate, bavois, yuzu, coconut, lychee, yuzu zest, white chocolate, and yuzu ganache. Unusual, shiny as a bathroom tile, mirror finish, color choices superb. Knife drops well. Look at that. Wow. Bold, equal. Prue laughs as she's taking a bite. Yuzu flavor is sharp and delicious, surprising. Tasting grapefruit, then it's not grapefruit. Lovely. And Paul says, I love the flavor, you know, bavois, citrus. It's it well. Meringue and coconut. Different flavor, harmonious, lemony. Contrast of textures and flavors, really beautiful. Okay, melts in your mouth. Sublime. I'd eat it all day. Well done. So she takes hers off. Well done, Kate. Good luck. Good luck, Stephen. Stephen, bring up your showstopper. It's just it's not as big as the other ones. It's beautiful. Tell us about your entremet. Hazelnut, Genoa, raspberry, bananas, custard, chocolate mousse, white chocolate on one side, galaxy mirror glaze. What a good glazing. Looks like a shell. Could be a bit more refined. The one side looks unfinished. Let's try the mirror glaze one. They take it out, and unfortunately, it's the layers are not distinctive because of timing. Mirror glaze is not quite set, so the knife took the layers through one another. Paul takes a bite, though. Everybody, we get a bunch of face reaction shots. Prue takes a bite. Paul thinks, love the bananas, love the mousse. If I was to close my eyes and eat it, but it's too many textures. So Prue says, I want to try the other side. You got bleeding layers on this side, too. Hard to distinguish the layers. It's very rich and sweet. I thought you'd be, she says, probably not able to eat a lot of it. You missed a trick, Paul says. Thank you very much, Stephen. So we see sad faces, obviously, from Sophie and Kate, because they're feeling for Stephen. Stephen's in a bit of this. And we go, Paul and Prue have a huge decision. Three bakers came in to showstopper even. So is this difficult? Well, it's precision. You get exceptional from Sophie. Kate's was gorgeous flavors. Stephen's was a little bit let down. Not as good as the other two. 10 weeks of amazing memories, Sandy says, and it comes down to this. I don't think it's an easy decision. Came in here thinking I knew I was going to win. I don't know. Is somebody changing my mind? There's a lot of people out there. You tell them. Then the bakers come out with their cakes. They get to join their family and friends. Everybody claps. There's hugs, nerves, proud, pleased. Kate and Stephen are my friends now. Sophie says, Kate says, whoever wins will deserve it. Stephen hugs his mom. Nah, I haven't let go of the dream of winning, but It let, like, clawed it back halfway through. Sit down. Steven sighs. He turns his head. And they'll do a long shot on him. Sandy and Noel come out and with flowers. And let's see. Let's run through my notes, though, before we get to the winner, right? Okay. Let's see this. So Baker's walk in, Jack Tough, Paul and Brew. Who wins? Showstopper wins. You win, Noel. Nervous faces, Morning Baker, Chapped, 2017, Entremet, Multilayer Cake, Recent Betterverse covers. Each layer withstands shrugs. Sand Moose Chafe Cake. Sponge One Entremet Mousse, Bavois Jelly, Magazine, Work Blanches. Work backwards, very tricky, so impressed. We struggle to choose a winner. Sophie Honey, Ode to Honey Bee, Honey Custard, Harmonizes Well, Paul, No Sting. Rainy Day, Stephen, 2.5 to Freeze It, Consistent Your Entremet. Stephen Custard first, Sophie, Jobs on the Get, Concurrent Activity, that's like a military word for multitasking, and where she's skilled. Kate, Lychee Jelly, First of Color and Mother, Japanese Flag, Yuzu Juice, You Look Calm, Make Naked Cartwheel, Stephen Custard. Stephen Yin Yang, Caramel, Banana Bay, Banana Brulee, Tiara Halves, Two Halves, Sweden Snow on Ground, Galaxy, Mild Away. Set three layers on more. Contrasting Textures, Genoise, Light and Airy, Sophie Petite Four Level. Stephen, last layer of custard, Star of Show, 2.5 hours, Element of Crunch. Stephen making a honeycomb. Sophie, Rice Krispie Cake. Perfect mousse to encase entire cake. Paul and Prue talk, lavender and lemon. Prue worried about Stephen more than he can chew. Is Stephen going to finish? Finney's finesse, Kate, finesse she lacks. Everyone assemble to get again. Stephen a bit too sloppy. 10 minutes save. Sophie, Bold's layers look good into freezer. Stephen behind. Sophie, honey cauldron. Honeycomb. Kate, cocoa butter. Sophie making bee stripes, 1 hour left, nice shine. Freeze freezer dryer, fruit, dragon fruits. Stephen, so soft, not going to bliss. He tries to breathe 4 to 5 times. Great job, Stephen. I gotta say, I'm breathing and good self-care. Sandy tries to help him. Sophie makes bees. Stephen, star, carry on. Sophie set fine. Kate mirror glazes. Honey jelly that sponge. Butter work as well, not rushing. Talk fantastic. Faces off experience. Stephen stunned. Long sequence. Sophie drinks nervous. It was a really long shot of Sophie drinking water. With a nervous look. Kate, Uzu Wild Chalet. Unusual, beautiful color. Subliminal. Look at that. Wow. Big, bold, equal, sharp, delicious, lowly. Love of flavor combinations. Centimeter hits coconut jelly, melts in mouth. Well done. Stephen, glowing, but it could be simpler. Layers upset me comes down to timing. Glaze is not set. Love bananas and mousse. Layers kind of leak into one another too much. Rich and sweet. Sad faces. You missed a trick here. Outside table talk. Sophie away. Kate flavors. Stephen a little down. Let half dance 10 weeks of round moments. Outside, cheers for bakers, hugs, nerves. Steven, music and tears, judges, host with flaws. Big round of applause, holding hands. Sandy gets to announce the winner. One champion, winner is Sophie. She is a stunned face, hugs, piano music. She hugs her platar. She hugs her plate. She gets a plate as the trophy. Steven puts it all in perspective. Pretty mega. Checks in. So let's go to the tape for this last sequence. Three finalists step forward. Noel's leading the way. Paul's holding the, I don't think it's a plate. I think it's like a cake stand. They hold hands. All right, lads, or something. Good luck. Huge honor. I'm going to cry, Sandy says. The huge honor announcing the winner. There can only be one champion. And the winner is Sophie. And we get a long shot. Everybody's faces first and breathing before she says it. Cheering, applauding. Steven hugs her first. We see her boyfriend's belly because his sweatshirt pulls up when he puts his hands above his head and cheers. There's more hugs with everybody. And Bruce says, you deserve it. Looks like Sophie's dad. She hugs her cake stand. What is that called? Cake plate. Hasn't sunk in. Not quite yet. Well done. Sandy's so proud. Oh my goodness. Paul says, I was a little emotional. Sandy got emotional, but I pretended it was wind in my eye. Well done. Huge learning curve. That entremet on the final bake. I was shocked about the standard. Sophie's calm. Hopefully this gives her even more confidence. I'm proud of her. Proud of all of them, Bruce says. Done well. Kate says, I lost to a brilliant baker. Fair play. Proud of you. And then Steven, this is great. I think he maybe has one more piece of grace. Says Kate can, or Sophie can appear quite tough, but she's soft inside. Tom, scared as Kate and I were, I saw vulnerability. She puts her heart and soul into this, as we all have, and she puts her heart and soul into it, and she earned it. She really earned it. She says, I'm going to keep pinching myself. Maybe this is my calling. Never dared to think about it till I was here. Met some brilliant people, got to the final. It's beyond anything I could have dreamed of. She holds it above her head. What a privilege. Yeah, it's pretty mega. Everybody cheers and applause. She stands, big kiss from her boyfriend, and they fade. Since this year, this is the recap. Peter's developing a baking blog with coconut recipes. Chris has gotten fortune cookies down. Tom is training for the London Marathon and hoping he can prove he can do something in a reasonable time. James is doing an artisan tour of Essex and going to say hi to Peter. Julia and Yan went on a road trip to visit Flo in Liverpool. They did karaoke in the car. Liam's his final year of university. He's writing a bang dissertation on the drama of baking. Stacy's pink session has reached new levels. Full-time job, masters, and her hobbies. Kate is going for a black belt in karate. And Stephen and Sophie are friends, best baking friends forever. They meet when they can. They had substance and style, little thing, hashtags. They meet. They're planning on going on holiday together to Scandinavia to visit bakeries and see the northern lights. And that is how our season ends, everybody. What a great season. Once again, great people to root for, great, very calming. So, yeah, that's the end of Great British Baking. You off to sleep. I'll tuck you in. I don't think you want to be tucked in a bavois, but it sounds like something you say. Let me tell you, is that like a duvet? Of course it is. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts recently. I want to thank Shorty Bay 30 from Canada, who said very good. And they made some sort of emoji-based design that I can't. So let me know what it says or means, because it's a bunch of squares, an orange, black, red, and yellow. And who else we got here? We got Anthony, who is in Australia. They had recently hurt their wrist, which is making them have trouble sleep. So hopefully we're helping you sleep, Anthony. Riley has been having sleep issues this year, and the podcast is helping. Anthony also said that Anthony checked out Sleep Whispers. Thank you, Anthony. And this is a long review, but it's a good one. So I'm going to read through it or paraphrase it probably incorrectly. So I apologize to Angsty, who said the podcast is like perfect souffle. If you're looking for a podcast to fill in the empty sound while I drift off, this is a perfect thing for you. Warm, welcoming. Take it to someone who's listened to the show a few years. Usually when I'm playing my rhythm games, I enjoy listening to some background voices. Any other podcast is loud and distracting, but I find myself listening to this one when I need to focus on mundane tasks. Beside that, the ads aren't jarring. The tone of his voice doesn't change much, and they're quick. It's a top-notch show. On a more personal note, I'm generally surprised how many mixed reviews this podcast has. The whole purpose of the podcast is to help you go to bed and keep you company. I don't understand why people give Scoots flack for doing his job or doing his job. But that's just how I see it. So anyway, keep up your work. I hope you're part of the millions of bedtime routines. Paris has said, makes my fears go away. Only thing that works. They're from Canada. And, you know, they used to have a lot of trouble in the night with F-E-A-R. And the second I hear Scooter's voice, I can relax and not be scared every night. Thank you. Start to get to the sea via they said, thanks. I'm usually asleep. It used to take me 5 or 6 hours. Now it takes a few minutes. And that's everybody that reviewed the show recently. I really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to support the show with your actions. You know, that's how People Sleep With Me comes out twice a week for free, is people that support the sponsors or support the show directly on Patreon. And we're able to be here on a regular basis because of all of you. We grow as a podcast by people spreading the word about the show, specifically like part of our referral program, sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, but also just sharing the word about podcasting really helps the podcast and podcasting as a whole. And it really helps, you know, you can help somebody. And like, there's a lot of people that say, why would I listen to a podcast? Or, oh, I listen to the radio, or, oh, I don't need any podcasts. And I don't know if they necessarily realize how many podcasts and podcast genres there are. And that there's so much quality audio content they could listen to while they're out on a walk or on a drive or on a run, doing chores. So introduce them to some podcasts or just talk about them in a non, you know, you promotion by attraction or whatever it is. And it'll help everybody. So anyway, thanks so much. Here's some Tuck You In sponsors. That's how we've been able to get over 400 episodes in the free feed. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast, your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to 3 or 4 Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content, and then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcasts and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed on books. Like the last episode that came out was Tea with Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out in the, at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all night episode came out. That's all night. It comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all night, TNG, and a new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out, May 2nd, April 18th. April 11th was all night Make Great Pets. All night intro on April 3rd, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story-only feed and in the ad-free feed, both of those. We had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch, Bring It On, Part 2 came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix episode 3 came out. Fairy Cake Woods, Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks, episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails of people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show. Or let me become an annual supporter, because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix, so as we roll on from here. So Multiplex episode 6, Bring It On Part 1, and then Bring It On intro, and then the Bring It On intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had two people across The three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.